Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, palms sweating, and you just want to crawl under a blanket? Yeah, fear. It's the uninvited guest at every important party, isn't it? But guess what? We don't have to let fear call all the shots. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome fear and build courage by embracing something powerful, self-compassion. Think about it, our culture often tells us to just suck it up, toughen up, or be fearless. But that's not always realistic, right? Sometimes, acknowledging our fears is the bravest thing we can do. Self-compassion allows us to be kind and understanding with ourselves when those fear monsters show up. It's about recognizing that everyone feels fear, it's a human emotion, and that doesn't make us weak. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate fear with a little more grace and courage. First, recognize your fears. I know, seems obvious, right? But seriously, what are those nagging worries holding you back? Write them down. Get specific. Naming our fears helps us understand them better and take control instead of letting them control us. Ever feel paralyzed by the fear of public speaking? It's often rooted in a fear of judgment or failure. By identifying that fear, we can start to challenge those negative thoughts. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself like you would treat your best friend going through the same thing. Would you berate them for feeling scared? No way. You'd offer encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even some good advice. Extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with warmth and understanding. Third, challenge your negative thoughts. Fear often whispers lies in our ears. You're not good enough, you'll fail miserably, or what if everyone laughs? These thoughts are often distorted and unhelpful. Remember, you have the power to challenge those thoughts. Replace them with more realistic and positive affirmations. Fourth, take small steps. You don't need to conquer your fear all at once. Start with baby steps. If public speaking terrifies you, maybe try joining a Toastmasters club or presenting to a small group of friends first. Celebrate each small victory along the way. It builds confidence and momentum. Fifth, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. Even the bravest people feel fear. The difference is they choose to act anyway, knowing they can handle whatever comes their way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's a super talented artist but terrified of showing her work to others. She feels like everyone will judge her harshly and say it's terrible. She beats herself up for even thinking about sharing her art, which just makes the fear worse. But then she remembers this. Self-compassion is key. She starts by practicing some self-care. Maybe taking a walk in nature or having a relaxing bath to calm her nerves. Then, she challenges those negative thoughts. She reminds herself that art is subjective and not everyone will love everything she creates, but that's okay. Some people might even connect with her work on a deep level. Sarah takes a small step. She shares her art with one trusted friend who gives her honest and encouraging feedback. That small act of courage builds her confidence. She starts sharing her work online in a supportive community. Slowly but surely, Sarah learns to embrace the fear and finds joy in sharing her gift with the world. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let fear hold you back from living your best life. Practice self-compassion. Challenge those negative thoughts, take small steps, and celebrate your courage along the way. You got this. So, what's one small step you can take today to face a fear with more kindness and courage? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Edge for daily doses of wisdom and motivation. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edge-sharpening session.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.